You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Thursday, November 9th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Gary Wilhite, the Polk County Chair of the Polk County Commissioner. And Gary, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine. It looked like we were going to get some snow or something a little bit earlier, so I don't know. We'll hang on and see. I'm waiting for that 40, 50-degree day this week.
Yeah, waiting for the end of the week, maybe even early next week, some nice weather. And
I have some yard work that I said, well, I'm sure we'll have one or two nice days to finish this up. And, we'll see.
Yeah. Hopefully we get a little second autumn.
If yes.
That would be spectacular. It's been a while since we've chatted, and there's a lot of things to cover, a lot of ground to cover. So, Gary, where would you like to start today?
Well, I think we should start on the budget and where we're going with that. I know we're spending a lot of time on that. I know the city and so the school district, too, was taking a look at where that final levy is going to be, where their expenses, where their priorities are. And so that's what we've been working on. As you recall, our preliminary levy was 3.99, and with the hope to get that closer to the 3%. And I think we're getting there. There are a few other things we can do. And it's always a matter of taking a look at what the past years, what the future lies as far as projects and things like that. But my goal is if we could get in that 2.5 to 2.9. Maybe that's being overly optimistic, but that's where I've been. Now, in a couple of weeks, what's going to happen in your mail, and sometimes people get a little frantic about this because it's the comes out from Polk County, and it'll say proposed taxes. All right. Now, I think we talked about that the last time that I was here. Is about a month ago, each of these individual groups had to come up what they're not what highest, what would be the highest levy that they would go with. And Polk County, as I just stated, was in that 3.99, pretty close to 4%, right? And City of Crookston was in the 60s, okay? Now, I think they have gotten that down a little bit, but that's what was reported to the county. And then the school district was in that 3 to 4%, too, I believe. So what's going to come out is based on what your estimated market value for 2024. And if the proposed levy would be agreed upon, what those taxes would be. So that is going to maybe shock a few people because it'll be a big number, particularly with the city of Crookston. But also on that, it will tell you when the meeting informations are for each one of those groups. Now, I don't have the cities, but I think it's going to be close to around when the county is meeting, maybe a day or two before or after. But the counties is December 12th at 6 p.m. up at the Government Center, okay, in that Polk County room. That will be an opportunity for the public to come in and take a look at what each of our commissioners, city council people are recommending at this particular time. And theoretically, if someone comes in with a great idea of, well, did you think about this, that type of thing, that'll give the all units, city, school, and county, an opportunity to do some refinements. Because that final vote, at least for the county, is going to be on December 19th. Okay? So it's kind of stretched out to the end, but obviously the choices that the big choices really need to be made right now in November. And so we've been trying to do that. And that's why I think with some confidence, I can say we're at at least around that 3% levy amount. A couple of things people have asked me, and I think, I got hit at M&H gas station last night. It was primarily about city government that I know a little bit about, but but some county concerns. And I think that, yeah, I mean, the basic concern is that that we be financially conscious of what's going on in our own budget with inflation and everything, and gas affects price. I see that's bounces around from 329 to 379. Diesel, 439. And, of course, trucks and everything that we buy is delivered by a truck, I think. Probably even more now with this Amazon drop-offs, yeah. Right? So that affects, and that also affects county, too. I mean, we do a lot of gas in our sheriff's department, right? We spend a lot of gas in our road plows and things like that. So that certainly affects, and what price of gas is going to be next year, who knows? Utilities is another tough one. We've seen in our homes, electric, gas, water, garbage, those types of things are going up too. Those are affecting counties, cities, that type of thing. But it also can involving our citizens and how much, you know, we need to keep our county affordable. And so that's the magic trick that we have to make work. As far as capital improvements and that types of things, we have been fairly, I think, insightful in trying to get some of the major projects done within the last 3 years. So we're kind of just finishing up that. We do have a roof on the government center that we'll be doing. That'll be in the budget for next year. I was out at the Polk County Museum, and they're having some real damage problems with that. And some of the estimates are, you know, $250,000 to replace that roof. So those types of things. Hopefully we can be a part of helping them out with that. They work very, very hard to keep that up. Another thing that's unique next year is elections.
Mm-hmm.
And Polk County has three elections coming up. They've kind of added in the last couple of years, maybe last year was the first year, was for the March primary. And that's who you're kind of selecting who you want to be president, your candidate for presidency. It gets a little complicated because you can only vote for one. So, there'll probably be several names. I haven't seen what that ballot is going to be. But that's coming up in March. And then August, there's a state primary election. And then, of course, the big one in November. I don't forget the date it is, but usually second Tuesday in November, right?
Yeah.
So, well, we've got that coming, and that's budgeted. We had to put into the 24 budget, and that's approximately $300,000. Can you imagine that? It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And can I ask, what's kind of the breakdown? What kind of help do we get from the state? And I visited with Mr. Melby about that, and he said the state is providing $8,000 for us. Mm. So that leaves us a big balance to come up with. And so we need to budget that in. It's around $65,000, I think, with labor for those three. And then the rest is just all the ballots and all the programming and things like that that goes with that. So that we need to fit into the budget. The Climate Bridge, which we've been looking at trying to replace for a number of years, mainly because it's very, very expensive. The actual, I think, price for that, I've got that here, $16 million, $831. Well, the county doesn't have $16 million to put onto a bridge, right?
Yes.
So, and we also feel that since it goes from Minnesota, North Dakota should pay at least 50% of that, right?
Yeah.
I think that's fair. But we did look, and it just takes a lot of time to convince the federal government and state government that the Climate Bridge is the one that they want to put their money in. And that's been finalized. That project, I think, is going to start yet this fall, which is good. And Polk County's share of that $16 million bridge is $1.2 million. So, I don't know, was that a bargain?
Yeah, it is.
It's still $1.2 million that we need to get into the budget. So those are kind of the highlights of that. The other thing we want to take a look at, and I think it's always been a priority, is if we could bring in new construction in and right into the county, and city, I think, is concerned about that, bringing in new factories or new housing and that type of thing. And so we've been looking at the additional revenue that we may receive from that, a new construction in this particular year. And I think I'm pleased with this number. It's close to $29 million in total valuations.
Mm-hmm.
So that will obviously increase revenues. Some of that is, and then there have also been increases, assessment increases too, in ag land and lakeside property and that type of thing. Not so much with the residential, but some. So that's going to help too on the revenue side of. So it's just a matter of putting all those figures together and see where we need to go. Take a look at if we have some reserves that we can help offset that levy amount, and yet want to be responsible for having a savings account in case things are, there are some tough issues. But there's some tough issues this year with inflation and those types of things and extra expenses that you have. You just have to sometimes reach into that savings and not tax people quite so much.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, you know, simple things like the fluctuation of gas prices, too. That's something that can change.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the someone asked me, well, when was there a time when you really were devastated? And, you know, really wasn't too long ago with the flood in East Grand Forks, which wiped out a lot of homes. So all that revenue that the county was hoping to expect for that particular year, it's not going to happen. And we took a big hit. I was involved in the city council, Crookston council, and of course we had some issues too, you know, with several homes being flooded. So we hope we have spent some unwisely to do some flood protection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we have. And that has been expensive, and that's what's taken a lot of our dollars in the past that maybe have put some of our projects on the back burner for a while. But like you say, I mean, you do have to priorities, and keeping people safe from flood was a very good priority in my part. So that's what we've got going. That's what we've been spending, I would say. I'm on the finance committee, so maybe that's a little bit more unique. But, you know, that's been at least 75-80% of my brain energy to work on that. It's a mammoth budget, more than I've ever expected.
You said at the very beginning, talking about the 3.9% with the levy and how that was the preliminary, but you have the aspirations to get it down to around the 2.9 to 2.5%, I believe is what you said earlier. How do you do that?
Well, you just have to take a look at what your future is, because, I mean, you want to protect that, okay? I think you can take a look at those reserves. For some of those, they're, you know, over that 2 to 5 recommendation that auditors state. So I think you want to stay at least with that 50% of your budget to kind of cover what your year's expenses would be. But I think if it goes over that, And, you know, maybe last year, we, I think particularly, let's say, in social services, where they had, and everybody's having problems with employing people, right? So there were a lot of positions that were open, you know, for a couple of months during the year. Well, we didn't pay out that money, so that went into a reserve. I think the city's looking doing it the same thing. You know, well, how much of the money that we collected last year did we spend? I mean, do we have, you know, that money just kind of flies into the reserves. So it is a matter of taking a look at that dollar figure. And, you know, if there was some money saved because of labor that we didn't spend, maybe we take a look at that for next year's budget and take a look at what that dollar figure is and try to get it down. So that's, I think, the main thing. And have a 5-10 year plan of what your future is. That's probably the most key. Is you need to take a look at what projects you've got coming up that you can kind of keep up with things.
Balancing both the present needs and then the eventual future needs that are coming.
Right. And prioritize those things. Like I say, we started probably at a, you know, if we were going to do everything everybody wanted to do, we were probably at an 18% levy. That's probably what the city was doing. If you look at everything possibly that you'd like to do, yeah, you're going to end up with a big number. But like I say, you have to understand that the money that you're coming from is coming from your community. And, you know, I think it's tough for businesses right now. And, you know, when they're taxed, obviously they're going to pass that on to the consumer. And there you just kind of have to slow that the process down.
You also talked about the Tri-County Corrections. We were talking about that before, that you gathered some information on that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I was just placed on that particular board here maybe a couple of months ago. So not a lot of experience with corrections and jails and those types of things. I had an opportunity to go to a conference over in Brainerd, I believe it was, to kind of take a look at what was happening there. And that, you know, we house probably about 180 residents in our particular jail here in Crookston. You know, kind of taking a look at, you know, what we did. Interesting, you know, I think it is. I've actually had a constituent wanted to know, what do we do for people as far as reintegration, they call it, you know, after they've served their time, now what? So in past August here, and I think there were close to 122 people attend, but there's people like from different businesses here in town that need to hire individuals. So they were at this kind of one-day resource opportunity where they could kind of take a look at what jobs are available here in the community. And like I say, the HR departments from those agencies were there. There were people there from some of our religious organizations and individuals from the county as far as, you know, housing and that type of thing. So I think that was important. Also, I think there's some educational institutions there. If an individual wanted to look at, you know, we have a couple technical schools around here that might be desirable. But, you know, it's surprising, you know, you find out a lot of the individuals have had some mental issues, suffer from that, need some help in that particular area, maybe have a drug addiction, maybe if not graduated from high school, a lot of issues there that, you know, we need to kind of focus on. And, you know, obviously I think it comes, there's a time when you have to put some people that have been endangered to the society have to go somewhere for a while. But hopefully that while the time they're there, that there can be some change and change in their lives and good for us all.
Yeah, that's why it's the corrections facility to correct those mistakes and to hopefully influence a positive change. Before we wrap things up, you wanted to talk about the newsletter.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very, very much about that. The county does do that four times a year. That would have been in the little Crookston Shopper that comes out at the end of the week. And if you didn't get that, I know there are copies available at the government center. You can just stop at the front door and run in and grab one. Or easier, you could probably go into, or probably you could go onto the on our webpage and take a look and down point that. It has all types of information. I think there's maybe about 16 pages of information. We didn't get a chance to finish a lot about this Water Rural program, and we can talk about that next time. But there is a story about how that's being formed. One of the things I think we can be very proud of is being able to bring good water into Climax. And that was a county project that we did this past year with some money that we'd received from ARP, federal government, to make things a little bit better. So it sure makes water quality in Climax 100% better. And, of course, the future of that may be going to other farm sites and different communities in the city of Fertile, and depending on what direction that pipe goes.
Yeah, so great information there on the newsletter. Again, you can pick that up, get the paper copy as part of the Crookston Shopper. You can also find that online, too. So a couple of different ways to pick up that resource. And again, the December 12th meeting is a big meeting that's coming up, and we'll recap that here in the final minute.
We'll do that, and we'll try to schedule another time prior to that to kind of just provide a little preview of what's on the page for that night.
Yeah, so we'll have you come on in early December to talk about that, so make sure that people are listening for that. And Gary, thank you very much for coming on today.
Well, thank you. Have a good one.
So that was Gary Wilhite with today's Valley Talk, and now we are going to briefly hear from the AP News.